Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Planet, and I'm speaking to Katia Gruneva. Hi, Katia, how are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm great. Thank you.
You are more than great. Katia has been supporting the good news and come out for some of our parties and comes out to Carnegie Hall. You know what? Why don't we hear a little music just for a second? Well, first of all, when is the concert? The holiday concert is when?
It's Thursday, December 27th. It's in 2 weeks at Carnegie Hall, 8 p.m.
Okay. And all I can say is if you want to put yourself into a transcendental state, go and hear Katia. She is so talented. You play beautifully. Let's hear some. What would you like to? Chopin? How about Chopin?
Okay, yeah, because Chopin is my favorite, and I recorded this summer complete Chopin nocturnes. It's two CD sets, like 20 nocturnes. So at Carnegie Hall on December 27, I'll play two nocturnes, and one of them is number two in E flat, the most famous one probably. So why don't I play just a little bit, right? Or you want me to play the whole thing?
You could play the whole thing. I would be in heaven.
Okay, I'll play the whole thing. I'm sitting in front of my piano. I'll just put the phone on the piano and I'll play. Okay.
Oh boy, one lucky guy I am, and you are too. Everybody out there listening.
Okay, here I'm going.
Thank you. touch.
How does it sound? It's okay.
You want to touch? It's okay. It's not as good as being there, to be frank. But I know, because I know I've been there and heard you. But it's fine. It's good. It's beautiful. You helped me catch up on a little bit of sleep I needed, relaxing and just listening. Yeah, I'm in heaven.
Like a nocturne is perfect to start the morning.
Oh, my God. What is it about Chopin that you like?
Well, you know, I think his music just, it's so natural and it just goes to your heart. Like, it relaxes your mind and your body, and it's lyrical. It's beautiful. It's emotional. He was like a poet of the piano, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was
mm-hmm.
so inspired. There's nothing, like in his music, there's nothing which comes from really thinking or the mind. It's complete inspiration, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when I play it, it connects me to that energy of this inspiration, kind of free, the energy which is inspired, you know, by divine.
So how do you feel like when you're in front, you know, it's you and the piano and the audience. You focus on the piano, and I'm a pianist too, not I'm a half of a pianist to what you are, but. You know, do you watch people? Do you look at people? Do you get any kind of reaction from the people? And you feel that is becomes part of your definitely. Performance?
Well, I definitely feel people's energy. And I, especially at Carnegie Hall, because it's such a, you know, it's a very beautiful hall, very special hall to perform. It has a very unique energy. I think it's the best concert hall in the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel that I just, when I start concert, that I just have to listen to the music. Like, I feel like even though I'm playing, I'm also just listening. And I'm listening to it, and I'm participating with people, like listening to this music. And I could feel during the concert how the energy in the hall starts melting. Like, because people come and, you know, they're rushing to the hall, they're thinking this, that, how to get bigger, how, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then during the concert, they start settling in. It's like a meditation process, kind of, you know. And by the end, I could feel how all the energy is melted. And very often, I feel how people become one because they're just listening with me, you know.
It grows.
And also, I don't know how I'm going to play. I know that I can play, you know. But it's some kind of energy which comes during the concert, which is like inspiration, and it carries me through. And very often, very unusual things can happen. Like I would play something which I completely didn't expect to play it a certain way, but it happens at that moment. And that's when people actually really get excited, because it's so spontaneous, you know?
No, it's beautiful.
That's very beautiful. That's why it's very special for me to do those concerts once a year in that big hall, because there's something happens on a different level. But it happens during small concerts too. I could feel people's energies and how everybody like enjoying it and settling down. But in a big hall, because there's more people, you know, if you have 2,000 people, there's more energy. Yeah.
That's a serious, serious performance. You know, a little funny story, because when I came to New York, I remember early on, actually in a taxi, I went into a taxi, and it wasn't far from Carnegie Hall, right on 7th Avenue in the 50s. I remember well. And you know how New York is all so many sounds, right? It's horns honking, and it's off the charts. And so I said to the taxi cab driver, I remember this very, very well. I said, how can you handle all these horns and everything blowing? He goes, you know what he said? It's my orchestra. And that, for me, was what a beautiful comment. So he put his brain, even with he used the sound, which music is sound, right? And he made it into music in his brain.
No.
How about you? What do you think when you walk around the streets? Do you hear music, hear sound? Excuse me.
Yes. And I actually like going to the river. When I'm in New York City, I go every morning to the river on the East Side because I live 2 blocks away, and I take a walk there because I need quiet. I don't like noise.
Me too.
I'm the opposite. I just actually go to the river because it's a beautiful little park, and I look at the water, and there are birds. And my apartment faces a garden, so it's very quiet. And the birds come and sing when I practice. And also, I skate all the time out of city. I go to Woodstock, upstate New York, just to
have
some. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
But
I'm coming out with a movie next year, called Woodstock Forever. Got you.
Really?
Yeah, Peace, Love, and Hope. I did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock here in New York City. I was going to do it in Central Park in the Great Lawn, but I couldn't raise the money. And I ended up doing it with Richie Hayes in Times Square, which is where I have our Peace Day events. And next year, I'm putting it out to the world. So along with different today thoughts about peace, love, and hope. Because Woodstock was a, let me ask you right now, what does Woodstock mean to you? If you say Woodstock, what does that mean to you?
Well, the reason I got the little house there with my friend Byron is because, I played a lot of concerts at Omega Institute, in Rheinberg.
Yes, yeah.
Every year I played 2 concerts there. And it's a spiritual place. Like, a lot of people come to do yoga and spiritual courses. And I used to always love going there because, first of all, I want to escape from New York City. And I love playing there for people. There's like special, very special energy. So one of my concerts about 2 years ago, I met Sharon Gannon. She's very famous. They established Jivamukti Yoga. So I became very close friends with her, and I wanted to live next to her. That's the reason we got this little house in Woodstock. And I love Woodstock because it has very special energy. It's very artistic, and it's still wild. Like, you still have wild animals. You have bears during the summer. You have a lot of deer during the winter. And I just love this kind of nature and environment. But really, I wanted to be next to her, and I wanted to study deeper yoga and everything, and I did, and I'm really grateful for it. So that's what I did last year. Yeah, and I feel so much happier to have that place. Like, I can't even tell you.
Oh, I believe you. I always wanted to get a place up there. I ended up getting a place in Montauk, which also is woodsy, but it's different because I'm up that way. I'm from Tarrytown, which is on its way towards Woodstock.
I'm playing in Tarrytown on February 14 at their music hall. Especially I was there, yeah.
That's beautiful. That's a great, great, great. Have you played that theater before?
No, it's my first time, and it's so charming. I went there yesterday to rehearse and try out the piano, and such a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. That's my little town. That's where I grew up. I performed there myself in high school.
That's amazing.
It's such a I saw that. I said, oh, my God. Because it's an old theater. My dad's shoe store was right up on the main street. My buddy's stationery store was right next to the music hall. So I'm like a small town guy. But, I have in my bedroom here, because I'm working out of my home sometimes here, but I have something from the Woodstock Rainbow Man. I don't think he's there anymore. And it's a picture. In fact, I'll put it in our interview. It's a picture with like a rainbow and a mountain and the musical notes, actually, and some hearts and a star and a little bluish cloud. And it says, when you get to the top of the hill, keep climbing. And so the mindset that you're actually never anywhere, that you're, at least that's how I see it, I think is a beautiful thought. What do you think in that regard? Are we here? Where are we right now? Where are you? Where am I? Where are we?
At the moment, my little
transit. In New York, I always look at it as we're flying away in outer space and think of things in that light, in essence, in my mind, to not take it all so seriously, because to a certain degree, I don't know if we know where we really are. We think we're here, but in essence, we're flying away.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with that.
I think that's musically induced, because music is. When I started the Brain series, we started with Michael Tilson Thomas. Did you ever work with him?
No, but I love conducting. He's wonderful.
The symphony in San Francisco,
yeah.
And we showed in the Brain series Michael Tilson Thomas lifting up his baton and then lowering it, and 110 players perform, right? I mean, it's a miracle, the Brain, and how all these musicians all play at the same time. Isn't that pretty far out to think on how does that happen, really?
That's true. There's a lot
of
mystery and magic in this world if we just take time to look at it.
This
and
is so.
Right?
Are you going to play any other pieces at your concert besides Chopin?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing a lot. You know, I have a really beautiful program. I'm playing Ave Maria by Gounod, then Bach, then Schubert, a couple of pieces, Swan Song and Impromptu, then this beautiful piece by Offenbach, Barcarolle. It kind of sounds like very holiday-like. Then I'm playing, you remember that water piece, Ravel Boat on the Ocean? I'm playing that one. Debussy, Clair de Lune, and a couple of Tchaikovsky pieces from Nutcracker for holidays.
Oh, boy.
And I'm playing a few Chopin waltzes, and I'm playing Mephisto Waltz by Liszt. And then my friend Brian composed a special arrangement for me of my favorite things for the piano. It's just so charming. So.
The song of my favorite things?
Yeah, my favorite thing. Waltz Fantasia.
What? Yeah. Wow.
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was just going to say, could you? Yes.
Okay, I'll play it.
Oh, what a lucky guy. I like my job. I love my job.
It's very sweet. I'll play it now. And it's called My Favorite Things, Waltz Fantasia, yeah. Okay, I'll say no, okay?
Okay. Beautiful, thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Bravo. Oh my God. What a rendition. What an arrangement. Oh my God.
He's very
Congratulations.
Talented. It's my friend Brian Dockwell. He does so many things. He was the first person to produce my CDs when I just came to this country. He was my first producer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we reconnected like years ago. Now we're doing a lot of things together. It was great.
Oh, good. These are only the most talented of the talented. We did that a couple of times, I think, even in the National Arts Club, which is such a beautiful place. So what are the details? One more time, winter holiday concert, the date, where people buy tickets, and so on and so forth.
It's December 27, which is Thursday night in 2 weeks at Carnegie Hall, at the main hall, Isaac Stern Auditorium. It's www.carnegiehall.org. And the number to buy tickets is 247-7800.
I love it. Two last quick. I'm sorry.
No, and online is the easiest. You just go to Carnegie Hall website, carnegiehall.org.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's really great. And during such a wonderful time of the year. Two last questions.
Yeah.
What are peace for you? What is peace for Katya?
Peace?
What
like
is
what
peace? Peace. P-E-A-C-E. What does peace mean to you?
Well, you know, every morning I wake up and I meditate for half an hour and I do just special yoga exercise, those magic 10, which my friend Sharon Gannon taught me. And I would never miss it because I would always feel so centered and peaceful. And peace means to me when your mind stops and you're just present. That's what peace means to me. When you're present to your feeling of love and you're present to magic and you're quiet and the mind is not interfering, you know, the thoughts are not interfering. Like you observe the thoughts, but they're not interfering. And that's what it means to me. And of course, when I play piano, you know, it brings me to that state as well. So I try to do during the day many things which, like, would help me to be in that state, you know? Can you hear me? Hello? What happened? What happened? Hello? What is happening? Hello?
Hi, Katya.
Something happened, right?
Something happened, yeah, I don't know. Well, it was a good time for a little quick break.
I know, it was really bizarre. You asked me what peace means to me, and at the moment, it became very peaceful because there was no problem. It was hilarious.
Well, we talked about that earlier on, about being into quiet, finding quiet places, right? All right, so I'm going to include all this. This is too good to be true, to not be true, I guess. What does peace mean to Katya Gineva?
Okay, so I'll say it one more time. It means, you know, I always meditate in the morning for half an hour, and I do yoga practice for half an hour at least, and I do this Magic 10 exercises, which my friend Sharon Gannon taught me when I was in India, and then I do it every morning. I do them now already for 2 years. I never missed a day. And I think all those practices, they help you to stay peaceful, because for me, peace means when your mind is not interfering. Like when you go into that state and when you feel your heart is open, you're quiet, and you feel things, and you're kind of in a blissful mode. And so I would do those special practices every day to help myself to be in that state. Of course, when I play piano, it brings me there too. But if you work, like sometimes with working on a hard piece, you know, it can be stressful. And I mean, just doing so many things during the day can be stressful. But peace to me means when you just kind of in bliss and you're quiet and the mind is not interfering. That's what it means to me.
Last question, because we also...
I can create that during my concert for people. I think I created when I played piano. People feel it. They feel healing energy and they feel bliss.
Well, I'm going to ask you one last question. You make me feel peaceful. You're a peaceful person. Your demeanor and your personality. I'll just add that because I've ever since I met you, I've always felt peace being with you, hanging with you, or just, you know, seeing you. I think that's like a aura about you. I don't know where it came from, but you were blessed with that inner, which becomes your outer involvement with others. That's how I've always felt since the day I met you. I wondered how could you be so peaceful living here in New York. Last question. We started a love channel. LOVE. What does love mean to Kathy?
Love? I think love means probably the same as peace. You know?
Okay.
But love, it's a very special feeling, and I think you feel it in your heart. And I definitely feel it when I play piano, and I definitely feel it when I play concerts for people. And of course, I love a lot of people in my life, and I feel that feeling towards them. But it's a very particular feeling you have. I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of also like peaceful and blissful, right?
Yes, it is.
You just love that person for some reason. You don't know why. It's very mysterious often. It's from the divine.
Okay.
I think it's
Kathy, thank you.
The love is the divine connection. That's what it is.
All right. I'm with you. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. And I look forward to seeing you on the 27th. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.